Thank you for tuning in. This is Matt Santos of the Mile High Show, and you are listening to episode 122. Today was a fun one. We recorded it on campus at Chino Valley High School, right up here near Prescott, Arizona, one of the outlying towns. Sat down with Erica Muse. She is the drama instructor and also teaches the film classes and all the performing arts stuff over at Chino Valley High School, the home of the Cougars. I had sat down with Erica previously for my radio show over on KQ&A and like to check in with her periodically because she puts on some great productions over there. They're getting ready. Her and her class are getting ready for a production in a week or so of Tish, which you'll hear about. I'm going to sit down again with Erica and some of her actors and backstage folks to talk about the play and what they're doing in their class and why they opted for the dramatic arts and where it's going to take them. So I hope you enjoy the conversation. I had a lot of fun recording it. We kind of took over her class for a little bit, and I got to meet some of our hopefully future young stars. So sit back and enjoy. Again, I had a great time sitting down with them. It was a lot of fun. As always, today's show is brought to you by Amazon. Please go to the Mile High Show homepage, milehighshow.com, and use that Amazon link right there at the bottom to do all your online shopping. It doesn't cost you anything extra, but it lets Amazon know you got to them through us, and they give us a little kickback each and every month for directing you to them. So please do so. The Amazon link at milehighshow.com, right next to it, is a link for Audible, where you can download a free, absolutely free, audio download and a free 30-day trial by using the code MILEHIGH at checkout. So use that Audible link, choose from over 180,000 titles, including one that we are really excited about. I am in the process of listening to. It is The Princess Diarist by Carrie Fisher, the recently deceased star of the Star Wars movies and so many other things. She's written several books chronicling her life in movies and in showbiz from a very, very young age, and then coming on the national scene with the release of Star Wars in 77. And this is a reproduction of her diaries that she kept while on set for Star Wars. We just lost her and her mother, Debbie Reynolds, recently, so it's a perfect time for you to check out The Princess Diarist by Carrie Fisher, an intimate, hilarious, and revealing recollection of what happened behind the scenes of Star Wars. So check that out. You can get it for free by using the Audible link at milehighshow.com and the code MILEHIGH at checkout. A free download, absolutely free, and a free 30-day trial. You can choose from over 180,000 titles to learn how you too can be a star, like these actors, these Cougar thespians. So sit back and enjoy my talk with Erica Muse and her students as they talk about drama, acting, stage, and their upcoming production of Tish, which will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, starting January 26th on campus. And hear all about it right here on the Mile High Show, episode 122. Thanks for tuning in. Introduce yourself. Tell me a little bit about who you are.
I am Erica Muse, and I am the theater and film instructor here at Chino Valley High School. And I actually inherited this wonderful theater program from Miss Layla Tenney. She is amazing, and she started out, built this program from basically, it was kind of down to a little bit of nothing. And she began doing main stage plays and taking the kids to theater conference and doing some of the local regional competitions and state competitions. And when I took that over from her, it was my goal to continue that tradition and build a program and get more and more kids interested to move up out of introduction to theater and move into advanced and come do some plays with us. And now it's gone from 7 or 8 students on up to about 16 or 17 now.
Now, the first time I met you was in the transition as Layla was going out at the end of that school year. When was that? When did you take over this program?
That would have been, 2013.
And we're what now?
We're in 17. So this is my.
Were any of you guys in school here at Chino when or did? So this is actually your class. You guys have started kind of together, right?
Yeah.
How? Who's been here the longest? How long?
My sophomore year.
Sophomore year. So and you're what now? Senior.
I'm a senior.
Senior now. So a couple of years. Anybody else longer than that?
We've been in since freshman.
So is this your fourth year? How's she doing? Come on up. Come on over. Either of you. Either of you. Both of you. So you're...
My bold theater students, ladies and gentlemen.
As she's coming up, let's go back to you, Erica. What is your... Now, we were talking a little bit before we plugged in here about your background and your history. What is your background? What is your theater and film background?
I actually come from a film background, but fortunately I was trained at an excellent school. I was trained at Art Center in Pasadena, California, and they believe strongly in training you in theater. So I had to take acting classes, which I actually took more acting classes than I had to because I loved them. They train you to direct scenes from plays. So when you do a directing final, you don't direct a piece out of a film. You direct an actual piece of a play. So now, they train you in theater.
This is obviously a numbskull question for me. You guys can probably answer it. Big difference between theater and film. When you say they teach you in theater, what's the difference?
Well, as an actor...
Simplified for a brain like me.
So as an actor in film, it's a completely different style of acting. In theater, your acting is what they call much bigger. You have to make larger gestures. You have to speak louder. Your facial expressions have to be more extreme. You have to wear a lot more makeup. It's just because on film, they're right up on you. And the audience doesn't need you to make big gestures. And if someone often, when people go from theater to film, they're accused of maybe overacting a little bit, and they have to get used to film.
But nobody
here. It's completely different. No.
Nobody here is guilty.
No, they would never do that. They would know the difference because I would teach it. And then as a director, it's different because in film, you can have numerous chances to get it right. In theater, the reason we rehearse so much is because we just have that one show, one chance. We might do several shows, but during that one show, if we mess it up, that's it. That piece of history is gone.
Now, how does that help you when you're doing film projects with that theater background? What kind of tools can you apply that give you the advantage over somebody without that theater background?
Being prepared. So, for example, when you go to shoot a film, you have lights, you have sound, you have all these different contingencies. You have to be prepared for things to go wrong. You have to bring extra batteries. You have to bring extra people because sometimes people get sick and go home. You have to bring extra equipment because sometimes equipment fails. So I guess theater just prepares you for film in that the amount of preparation and rehearsal it takes to put on a show. I mean, during the middle of the show, you can't run out and get more batteries. So if you've got something on your set that's running on batteries, you better just have more batteries backstage. So I guess just the being prepared element.
Now, what were some of the projects you worked on in your film days in Southern Cal?
Oh, let's see. The biggest one probably War of the Worlds.
Get that in nice and close.
Oh, all right. The biggest one.
She's gesturing.
I am. I'm gesturing for you all who can't see me. War of the Worlds probably was the biggest one. I worked with costumes on that, and that was interesting. Another production was Oprah Winfrey produced a movie called Their Eyes Were Watching God. It was based off of a book, and let's see, I think Halle Berry was the big star in that one. So that one was interesting. That was shot up at the Disney Ranch, which is up near Saugus, California. And that was really fun and interesting, and learned a lot on that. It was a line producer's assistant on that one. So line producer is kind of the person who makes sure that everything and everyone that needs to be there is there and functioning.
The den mother.
Right.
Make cracking the whip.
Yeah.
How's she doing that here? Is she? Yeah. I saw her yelling at somebody about a Powerade on the stage. I was very uncomfortable.
Why is there a bright red drink on my set? Even with the lid, that's not allowed.
So what brought you to the metropolis known as Chino Valley, Arizona?
Oh, that's a little embarrassing, actually. My husband got into Embry-Riddle, so that's why we moved here.
How is that embarrassing?
Because it's not a reason of my own. I followed someone here.
How dare him get a little embarrassing, education? Man. Well, who is this sitting with us now?
Great. Well, this is Annie.
Audio projects work really good if you speak into the microphone.
This is Annie Olson.
Right, okay. She gets her own.
Oh, she gets her own. Okay.
So introduce yourself.
I am Annie Olson.
Nice.
And what grade are you in?
I'm a senior this year.
You're a senior. Now, has Chino been your home for your entire life or your educational life?
It has been for most of it. My sophomore year, I branched off a little bit and went to Prescott High School for a semester, but came right back because it wasn't for me. So.
Really? But did you grew up here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I did.
So what drove you to the theater and drama program here at Chino High?
Well, actually, I've been in arts all of my life. I was in choir from first grade to my freshman year, and I wasn't necessarily agreeing with what was going on with the choral department here, so I decided I would try and put all my energy into a different art, which happened to be theater. Yeah. And I was in her intro to drama class, and I just decided that I really liked it and that it was just something else to put all my energy and time into versus putting it into choir.
What type of things does the intro to drama class entail? What are you doing in there?
Basically, that's just where you learn all the basics of your acting. Like, you learn the stage descriptions, like where you're supposed to stand, what everything means. You learn how to, just where to be on stage and pretty much how to act and the tools she gives you to learn how to act.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And then what are the classes that you go into from there?
It's really just intro to advanced. So some people are comfortable staying in intro and some people are not. In the intro classes, sometimes they'll do one acts. It's usually just monologues and stuff within the class. And then the advanced class, we're the ones who put on the plays.
Nice. And tell me about the play that's coming up.
All right. So our play is called Tish, and it is pretty much based around three women. It's Tish, Aggie, and Lizzie. And Tish is the main character, as you can tell, the play is named after her. But it's about her taking us on this adventure because she thinks we need to get out and see the world. And we don't necessarily agree with that, but
And who are you in the play?
I play Lizzie.
Okay.
And she, just takes us out to try and see the world. And she wants us to experience things and live life as fully as we can, even though, we'd rather be at home being sheltered, away from all these shenanigans that she gets us into. But she takes us and we arrive in this town because her car broke down and we arrive here. And there's just so much stuff going on. There's a bandit here that Tish is trying to capture. things that we just don't want to be a part of, but we're just dragged into because of Tish. But in the end, I think she teaches us a lesson that, we shouldn't be sheltered all the time. And
now,
it's good to get
out. I was reading this description that you sent me. Thank you for that. A middle-aged spinster who is blunt, outspoken, and entirely lovable. And up until that lovable part, I could have swore this was written about my sister. And she has a garbage car that breaks down quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So I get calls late at night to come to Paulden and pick her up. And not somewhere where I like to be at night is Paulden. The pink store in the daytime isn't that attractive,
it's
let alone.
It's so sketchy.
Yeah. He used to have good burritos, though. I'm not sure. Pink store fan over here. So what other and again, let's plug it in, Erica, if you could tell us again when and how people can get tickets. And I really like that family pass in there that you talked about. So give us all the nuts and bolts, and then we'll revisit that again before we wrap up.
All right, great. Well, We have tickets that will be available for sale in our front office at Chino Valley High School. In advance, I believe we decided on a price of $5.
Here, let me hand you your note.
All right, thanks. advance tickets, $5 for students and $7 for adults, and can be purchased through the CVHS front office or through me, the theater teacher, in room 66 at the high school. And they will be $6 at the door for students and $8 at the door for adults. And then if you have a family of five or more, each additional student ticket will only cost $3 after a family of four pays regular price. So if you have a lot of people coming, that can really save you some money.
Now, I'm assuming because this is done on a school campus, but I'll ask anyway, family friendly. This is a show that kids of all ages will enjoy.
Absolutely. There's okay. laughs and humor for all and nothing inappropriate.
But then there's a bar right here in a classroom.
That is actually the lunch counter / front desk.
Oh, front desk.
Yes, okay. Of the hotel. So this is a...
You see where my mind goes.
Hotel lobby / lunchroom.
It's happy hour somewhere.
Yeah, there's no liquor in this play. It's only coffee and whatever that stuff is up on the shelf there.
And no more Powerade.
No.
I'm sorry, your first name again?
Annie.
Annie, what are your plans from here? You're graduating this year? I assume, I don't know, am I speaking out of turn?
I am.
Is graduating. Okay.
As far as we know.
Just checking. It's still early. It's only January. What are your plans going forward?
From here on out, I really want to be a teacher. I'm going to major in secondary education for English and minor in theater. That way I have the possibility to teach both. I can either be a theater or English teacher.
Nice.
So that's what I want to
do. How does your experience, both behind the scenes and in front of an audience, how is that going to help you in dealing with classrooms and kids?
Oh, my goodness. This class itself, you have so many different people of so many different types. You learn just how to deal with these people and coping mechanisms for them and what works for each person, because not everybody functions, you know, the same way. So you learn how to just work around everybody and figure out things that work.
Nobody really listens to this. So tell me who are the knuckleheads? Who are the bad apples in this group?
I don't want to do that.
He's probably going to say me.
Yeah, the teacher, maybe?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely me. Yeah,
she can't beat you in front of a witness, trust me. Where are you planning on going for your secondary education, for your next stage?
I definitely can't afford a major university right now, so I'm going to go to Yavapai first and then probably head over to NAU after I finish my prereqs.
Very nice. Well, thank you. Appreciate you being the first to grab the mic and blaze the trail.
I was
Who's
forced
next?
Into this.
Who's next? So. Come on up. What are some of the other other projects that you've done here in your 4 years?
Well, the very first one we did, it was called Ladies First, and it was a period piece. It took place in the Kennedy White House, so that was interesting. And we had a blast with that. And Lexi, who does all of our hair and makeup, who used to be a student in my business class.
With her brand new do, I hear.
She came in every day with this amazing hair and glitter and makeup. And I, for a 14-year-old, I couldn't believe that she had a stylist at home doing that for her every morning. So I thought, well, maybe she's the one doing it, and I should maybe ask her to do hair and makeup for our plays. And she has done every single one of the 7 plays that I've produced at Chino Valley High School.
Nice.
So.
And who do we have here?
This is Jason.
Jason Justice. I'm a senior at Chino Valley High School.
Nice and loud. Project.
Jason Justice. That's me.
And you're a senior?
Yes, I am.
And how have you been involved in this program from your freshman year?
From a few days into the first week of freshman year. I started out in agriculture, and I got out of that class and then came into drama. And I switched out of some other classes, and I've been here ever since.
Now, the theater's changed quite a bit over the years, and since Miss Tenney was here and revamping it, it changed pretty significantly, and then it's changed since then. What are some of the things that you've seen happen with this? Is there an official name to the theater? Is it named after anybody like a ball field is or anything like that? No?
It's just Troop 6990, and this is our theater.
Troop 6990 there's a Facebook page for you guys, correct?
The International Thespian Society.
And that is where you guys go around and do some competitions throughout. How far do you guys travel for that?
Just Arizona.
Arizona. It's in Arizona.
They do have a national competition in the summer, but that's not school sponsored. So the students would have to pay their own way to get to that.
So does somebody have to die for it to be named after them?
Maybe. So, yeah.
I was going to say, are you guys doing like a Deadpool or anything to see who it's going to be named after?
What's that? We can name it after our old art teacher. He contributed a lot to this stage and stuff. We could name it after him.
Did he go over to the...
Mr. Ely?
Is he at the junior high now?
Yeah.
Okay. He is.
Yeah. Is that program still going on? He had like a theater tech or something?
It is and it isn't. We took... Basically, out of necessity, I took my first hour film class and made that the film video production class, because a lot of the things that they need to learn for setting up a set and props and so forth for a film are the same things you need to do it for theater.
Gotcha.
So it's the same skill set. They're just applying it to a different medium, and they don't seem to mind. And I have a great crew in that class. So because we don't have stagecraft anymore, we just kind of turned our film class into a tech.
Pulling double duty.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm sorry, Jason?
Yes.
What are some of the roles and tasks that you've been involved with throughout your educational career here?
I've been an actor. That's mainly I'm an actor.
Mainly really, performance?
Then? Yeah. I haven't really done a whole lot of tech work at all.
What? Well, that's he's found his niche. He's working on his smile already. I like that. What do you call this theater? This is a certain type of theater.
Black box.
Black, but it's red. Yeah. Mm. It was black before, wasn't it?
That's the box.
The house was blue. We painted it burgundy last year.
Nice, nice. What are some of the roles you've performed here?
Ooh, all right. So my very first role was a taxi driver in a play called Halfway Home. That was my first role here at Chino High School. And it was my first play ever, so I wasn't really sure how to act and like conduct myself.
Yeah.
And it was my first time in front of a big crowd. So it was a little rocky, but from then on, I mean, it felt a lot more comfortable. A lot more comfortable from that point forward, because I knew what I was doing, and I knew what to expect.
What type of production was that? Was it a drama, comedy?
It was like a dramedy, I think.
It was mostly a drama, but it was family.
We
drama,
can't so. Hear you. Yeah.
There was definitely some comedy in there.
Yeah, there was some jokes and some M&Ms eating off the floor and stuff like that.
I'd call it a dramedy.
A dramedy.
Do you have a preference for your performances? Do you prefer to go lighter or darker?
I see myself as more of a comedic person, but I prefer to act in more dramatic plays. I really enjoy thrillers and crime stuff. So that's where I plan on taking my career after.
You're talking about on stage, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah, sure.
No practicing in real life for the crime.
Method acting.
Whatever you say.
Caught knocking over the liquor bar and you just tell them you're doing research. No. Where do you see yourself going from here? What's on the horizon for you next year?
I'd like to go to Yavapai and then NAU afterwards. And I want to
You guys can commute.
Yeah. It's almost like we planned it or something. I want to be a detective. And I'd like to have
law enforcement, huh?
Yeah, I'd like to have a journalism as a backup.
It's a dying industry. Don't do it. Trust me.
All right. Maybe acting then.
How has your theater background, your theater education helped you in other aspects throughout high school and off campus?
Confidence. Extreme confidence in just talking to people that I don't know or in front of crowds. It's really helped a lot with... I wasn't always, like, shy necessarily, but I wasn't, like, you know, confident and, like, outgoing.
Yeah.
But that's really changed a lot since I've started acting and whatnot. So that's pretty much the biggest part.
If you could capsulize in a few sentences or in a few words for kids in elementary and junior high that are coming onto a campus, mm-hmm. I came from an area... It was a very small town in Northern California of 150,000. That was considered a small town. We had 9 high schools in the town. But going from junior, from elementary into junior high was a big switch because there was a lot of kids that you didn't know. And then you get your feet planted there a couple of years, and then you're thrown into a high school, and it was just a whole new world. Mm-hmm. What advice can you give kids coming in, knowing that you've been able to build your confidence? Mm-hmm. What, place yourself in their position. Give them some advice coming in as freshmen next fall. What can you tell them?
Well, I too, along with a lot of other people here, came from California. I moved here in the second grade. I was 7, and I didn't know anyone. And I went from a town just outside of LA, which is very populated, to Chino Valley. So it's a big change. I didn't know anyone. I wasn't too friendly with a whole lot of people. I had a couple close friends, but I think, especially with theater, theater helps you kind of branch out, and you make friends within the theater as well. Every one of these people here are my friends, and it's just kind of like a home. If you can't find other friends outside of this class, then you always have friends in here.
Very
and
nice.
And it also helps you to branch out and talk to other people and meet new people as well.
Great. Well, thank you, Jason. I appreciate it. And I'm going to remember your name and your face in case down the road I ever get arrested. I've got a friend in law enforcement.
Come see Tish. It's going to be a great show.
Before you run off, what are you doing in the play?
I am Luther Hopkins, the angry businessman.
How is he as an angry man?
He's angry.
He's angry? That will come in handy. I'm not as a detective.
Smolderingly angry.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jason.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Who's next? Come on up. Come on up. Jump in whenever.
This is Nate, one of our techs, head techs, and stage managers.
Yay.
Now, so you're also in the film class then, is that correct?
No, I'm only in, I'm in her intro class and her advanced class.
What, do you perform as well, or do you prefer to be behind the scenes?
I do both. I'm an actor myself, and I have a passion for acting, but sometimes I just need to get off stage and go behind the scenes.
What do you like about that, being behind the scenes?
For me, being a stage manager really just, it helps me communicate with the actors and stuff a lot more, you know? I get to see how everything comes together at the end. I don't get to, you know, just sit on stage. And these guys have a lot of hard work doing too, like, don't get me wrong. I like seeing how everything comes together at the end.
Gotcha, how the pieces all fit together. Mm-hmm. My background is as a photographer, as a photojournalist for longer than probably your parents have been alive. 36 years doing that. And one of the aspects I enjoyed about that was being able to be behind the scenes, behind the lines, watching how things go, whether it be a performance, a concert, or news events and things. It was always interesting to me to get that kind of behind-the-curtain kind of look. Do you see yourself going into, like, directing and things? Is that what you want to do? Or are you just learning new things and excited about learning what you learn?
I've honestly thought about it. I've seen how Miss Muse does with her directing and stuff like that, and it gives me sort of, like, hope for the future. So I kind of really, I see myself wanting to try, but I don't see myself actually becoming a director. But I do see myself attempting in the future.
Now, what grade level are you in?
I'm a senior.
Senior? A lot of mainly seniors in this class?
No. There's
okay.
A lot of sophomores and juniors.
Now, you have a stage manager. Is that your title? So you've got that manager at the end. Is mm-hmm. it is you, so you can yell at these guys? Are you allowed to yell and abuse them?
Well, no. Yes and no.
Only if he does the quotations as he's yelling at you? Is that... Well, you said you were learning from her. I just assumed you were berating these actors on stage.
No. There are times
we try not to berate.
There are times when they need a little coaching and a little firm assisting, but that's why we have the lovely Tiersten, because she, Camden and I are head techs, and then she is our assistant. So, like, if I ever have an off day and I need someone to talk to these guys, I'll just like, hey, help me.
But with the techs and the backstage folks looking at the big picture, how all those pieces come together, that, again, if it's all working smoothly, that really allows the performers then to concentrate on what they're doing on stage,
yeah.
Really making sure that it runs as smooth as possible.
Yeah. So we've these guys need a lot of sound cues and stuff like that, and like any production would.
Yeah.
So we try to dedicate a week with all of our techs and everything else, which is called Tech Week, which is this week actually, where we try to piece up the rest of the puzzle. So any missing props or anything else like that that needs to be found, sound cues, lighting, and everything else like that. So we have a lovely crew that's going to help us out with all of that.
Nice. How many cast members on this production of Tish, which is January 26, 27, 28, 7 p.m., and a matinee on Saturday? So how many cast members, how many performers?
13.
13 cast members. How many people working behind the scenes?
Seven.
So you're looking at 20-ish, give or take, students getting this production from the ground up into those 3 days of performances.
Yes.
20 of you. And everybody gets along great and everybody works as a team, right?
Well, a lot of the time there are arguments, and it's because we're a family. So every family has their arguments. But in the end, we look at the final result and we all think that we did great as it was. And no matter how many fights we have, we're going to pull through together.
All having that common goal of performance night, lights go on.
Yeah.
Curtains up, down, out. What do you call it? What do you?
I think the curtain goes up.
I should really take that intro to theater class so
I can know
what's going on. Well, thank you. And again, I'm sorry, your first name?
Nathan.
I'm horrible on names.
Oh, don't worry. I'm horrible.
I just call my son, hey, you. It saves me a lot of trouble.
I'm called that. So yeah. It's okay.
Well, thanks. I'm looking forward to seeing your work. And
Thank you.
Anybody else? We can get one more. How about one more? Two more. We'll do two more. While he's coming up. Trevor, it is. While he's coming up, Erica, talk to us a little bit about that your film class. What are some of the things you guys are doing?
Well, right now, they are in the middle of a competition. They are in groups, and they are competing to have their project chosen by the class and produced by the class. So they are creating everything from a concept to a synopsis to a script to storyboards to mood boards, everything leading up to a big class presentation. And then once they present to the class will choose which project they want to film, and then we will all produce that film as a class.
Let's shine a little light on some of those students. Who are some of the standout folks you have this year in your film class?
Okay, well, we have a really good group of gentlemen who got together and decided they wanted to be the techs. And they have switched. I'm going to have them also make a film, but they have built the haunted house. They have cleaned up the tech room. They've built this set. So they have come together really as a strong group of hard workers that are dedicated to whatever we need here.
Nice.
And that's really the strongest production group. They don't make a lot of films because they're always doing things with the set and that end of production. But for this project, I definitely want them to do a film. They don't need to go through and have the weekly guidance of, okay, is your script done? Is your this? Because they'll do it. I know I can count on them to do all of that. There's a couple of other really strong standout groups. They have come up with, I had a group last semester who did actually a claymation project, which is, I don't know
That's
if you've ever heard
intensive.
Of that. That's a lot of work.
Gumby.
Yeah. It's a lot of work. And they chose a book, and they did almost every page out of that book, and it came out pretty amazing.
So that was their, they had a final product film for that. How long was the film?
Probably about a minute and a half.
And how many hours? Rough estimate.
They probably spent 2 months doing it class time. Yeah.
Now, are they considered part of the troupe? What's the number again? I'm sorry.
No, they are, unless they want to be.
Okay.
Now, we do have an option for people in that class who are in the production side of things and who help out with the plays and so forth to earn thespian points. And then once they get to a certain number of points, they can be inducted into the Thespian Society.
So does your film group have an outlet for the general public to look at their work, either a class YouTube page or anything like that, or is it just individually if they're putting their stuff out?
They can individually put it out, but I did have a student last year who took one of his projects to the Yavapai, the Prescott Film Festival, through the lady who runs that at Yavapai, and I'm so sorry I've forgotten her name right now, but she encouraged us to apply.
We'll just cut and paste it in. I won't do that.
So too much work. Robot voice.
We've definitely had students take projects on to the to the Prescott Film Festival.
I just wanted to direct folks, listeners, to a place to look, but right now there's nothing formally set up for the public yet?
Okay. I wouldn't say so, no.
Good. Now, who do we have here?
This is Trevor.
Yeah, I am Trevor Kuntz. I'm a junior.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Performer?
Yes.
Tech? Yeah?
I'm a performer. I'm an actor.
And what do you put? What?
Why are y'all laughing?
What do you?
I sure
really
am.
Cool the way you said it. They were jealous.
What do you? What is your role in Tish?
I played Charlie Sands. I am Tish's younger nephew who is constantly getting her out of trouble, and I have to take care of her. And she puts a big strain on my life, but it's okay because I love her nonetheless. Yeah.
Do you prefer comedic roles? Do you have a preference at this point, or are you just glad to get stage time?
I'm fine with either one. However, I would... Because we haven't really done it in the time I've been here, I'd like to do like a really serious dramatic role just to try and, you know, dip my toe in the water and see if I prefer it more. But I'm very comfortable with doing comedic stuff. It's very enjoyable.
Now, what are your plans moving forward in a couple of years as you exit out of your high school life?
I would like to get some kind of career in film. Whether it be like an actor, director, writer, producer, cameraman, guy who like...
Something in the industry.
Yeah, put deodorant on Tom Cruise, you know, I'll do anything. And if I can't get that done, then I'd like to be like a history teacher or something. Because every history
Tom
teacher...
Tom Cruise armpits, the World War II.
Yeah. He needs it's hot under those lights, you know.
Do you have plans now for your college life, or still in the planning stages?
I'd like to go to NAU, but I seriously doubt that.
Hitch a ride.
And
they already got a whole group going.
Yeah, and then there was a university in California that I was looking at, but I can't afford that one. So
scholarship time. Let's hit up the community for some scholarships.
Yeah, please.
Definitely.
I need it.
has Chino been your home? For your life, or are you a Californiaite as well?
I was born in San Diego. However, I moved here halfway through kindergarten a long time ago.
So
I've been here ever since.
All your formative years, basically.
Yeah, I'm technically a surviving senior, I think.
Oh, that's right.
You're a junior. Surviving,
but yeah,
I will
you'll
be.
You'll be. Yeah. That's the where you go through kindergarten through, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, congrats. We look forward to it.
Yeah, I don't want to be here, but I mean, I am.
here as in this class?
Oh, no, here as in this town. I love this class. This class is amazing.
As you get older, you will appreciate small town life. I know I am.
But for the time being. Yeah.
Well, thank you for spending some time. We got one more coming up from the back there. Plug it again. The times and dates you need your cheat sheet?
No. So January 26th is our opening night at 7 p.m. The house opens at 6:30, so if you want to get a good seat, I recommend coming early. We also have a show on the 27th, which is Friday night at 7 p.m. And on Saturday the 28th, a 1:30 matinee and a 7 p.m. show is our closing show.
And the play is Tish by Alice Chadwick.
Yes.
How's that sound? Did I pronounce it right? Who do we have here?
I am Martin Allen. I'm a senior here at CVHS and, you know, obviously in this department.
So. Yeah. And what has been home for you? Always Chino?
I was born in California.
Whereabouts?
El Centro. So.
El Centro.
And then moved out here, lived here till second grade, and then headed out to Arkansas for the few years and came back sophomore year.
What was in Arkansas?
Too much.
That's a whole nother podcast, huh?
Yeah.
What size town in Arkansas was
our population was about 8,000 people, maybe.
Really? And how old were you when you were there?
Okay, so I would guess 10 to 14.
Okay, so you got some memories of it?
Oh, yeah.
I moved in 1984 from the San Francisco Bay Area to a little town in Mississippi called Macon, Mississippi, in Noxubee County. And back then, Mississippi was the poorest state in the Union. Noxubee County was the poorest county in the state. And Macon was considered the ghetto of Noxubee County. So wow. It was like falling into 1950s rural South.
Wow, from, that must have been culture shock.
From the San Francisco Bay Area. Yeah. I went out there to work for a newspaper and for a couple of different years. And it was quite a culture shock. So when you landed back or when you got here to Arizona, you were how old?
I think I was about 15.
15? Yeah. Already in high school? You were already in high school. See, I don't even know how old you are when you go to certain classes. That's what happens when you get old. Right into the theater department?
No, actually, I was in football for a while. I played football for about 10 years.
Yeah.
And then I actually had a scholarship going and everything, and then a fortunate event happened. And then luckily I found this, and you know, I can say this is a heck of a lot better than being around a football team.
Far less concussions in the theater than there are in the football field.
Depends on the day.
Did she start chucking those Powerade bottles at you?
Yeah. Yeah, but everybody on the football team always tries to be alpha in here. We're just a big family.
Yeah.
So I like it here.
How does that translate? We talked to some of your class members about what they take from theater and apply to other aspects of education and life in general. What are you able to do with what you're learning here outside of the theater?
Well, earlier, Jason said about confidence and everything. And really, one of the biggest things is how to speak to people, how to maintain a conversation, be strong, be bold about it. You know, be strong when you speak, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, grab somebody's attention, make them want to hear you out. So I think that's probably one of the most valuable things here.
Yeah. And that translates to all aspects, whether you go into business or teaching or whatever, to be able to walk into a room and have a dialogue with somebody, get your thoughts across, is something that's kind of fallen away a lot of times as people start burying their faces in their phones too much. So that's good. Do you want to pursue a career in performing, or is this something that you're using now just to gain some tools?
I would say for now it is to gain tools, yeah. Because my plan after high school is just join the Navy, become an aviation mechanic, so I have a backup plan.
Yeah.
Then after that, a few years, I'll use the GI Bill and become a biomedical engineer at the University of Arkansas.
He's got it down. He's got a plan. I don't know what I'm doing next week. And you've got your life planned out. Well, congratulations. I wish you the best. And what are you doing with this production?
Right now, I'm an actor. And then for this play, I'm Sheriff Lim Pike. All right. So we usually, you know, this sheriff, he comes out here and he tries his best, you know, and he really can't make no arrest or anything, but he tries. He's lovable and everything like that. So he liked by the town.
I can't tell if he's doing a Southern sheriff or our council member Miller.
Oh, wow.
Well, that sounds great. Again, looking forward to seeing you on the 26th. John's not going to like that.
Probably not.
Well, congrats and thank you very much. And let's wrap it up with Miss Muse. What can you tell? I know we have a program here at the high school that just happened, or it's coming up. I don't know. Choose Chino Night.
Oh, yeah.
So get your pitch going. tell these kids that are already coming to Chino Valley High School or elsewhere what the theater program here or wherever they choose to go can do to benefit them, whether it's something they want to do and pursue into college or into a profession or not? What are kids going to gain by being involved in the theater program wherever they happen to be?
Certainly. I think one of the main skills that at least I, as a theater instructor, try to impart is work ethic. So if you really don't care about the quality of the work that you put out, whether that's an essay, a monologue, a performance at an actual play with an audience, whether it's a painting you do or a song you sing, whether it's for an audience or not, if you don't have any pride in that work and you don't have any work ethic and you don't care really how it comes out, then you're not going to do well in a program like this, and you're probably not going to do too well in life either. So
probably end up just hosting a podcast.
Oh, wow, that was rough. You're a little too hard on yourself there, Matt. But I think for the most part, learning dedication, learning work ethic, learning about how much the quality of your work matters is really important, and over and above learning to speak in front of people, because some people are just never going to do that. Yeah. They're never going to want to do it, and they're going to refuse to do it whenever it comes up. I can remember even when I first just started as a teacher, it was difficult to stand up in front of a class full of strange 15-year-olds who I'd never met and start speaking. But even just teaching theater over the past 4 years has helped me. I can get in front of the whole student body, and I don't care what, I'm just there to say what I need to say. And if they're going to listen, great. If they're not, I'm still going to get my message out. And whoever it's meant for is going to receive it, and whoever it's not meant for is going to move on. So I really think those are the strong skills. And going into the business world, no matter, like you said, what you decide to do out in life, somebody, you know, unless you're, what do they call it, independently wealthy or a lottery winner or a trust fund baby, you're probably going to have to work doing something. So learning the kind of confidence that it takes to communicate what you need to communicate, I think that's one of the most important skills. And I really try to reinforce that, as well as listening. So in a lot of my classes, I have them do presentations. And if they can learn to listen and respect their classmates, then that's another skill they can take out into the workplace and into their lives.
Sounds good. Well, thank you for your time, folks. Thank you for letting me take over your class for a little bit. And then just to reiterate, Tish will be performed Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, January 26, 27, and 28, 7 p.m. with a matinee on Saturday at 1:30. Contact the Chino Valley High School main office for tickets, and buy them early and save a buck or two. Thanks again. Appreciate it. Well, that was it. Again, thank you for tuning in to my talk with the actors, actresses, stage folks, and their instructor over at Chino Valley High School. Thanks, Erica, and her kids for sitting down with me. Again, brought to you this week by Amazon. Use that Amazon link at milehighshow.com to help support the show. Also, the Audible link right next to it. That's enough ads. Enjoy your week, and I hope to be talking at you soon. Thanks for tuning in.
You get word before the show has started that your favorite uncle died at dawn. Top of that, your pa and ma have parted. You're brokenhearted, but you go on.
There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low.
Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open, and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they've hung a star.